This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Friday, March 11th, 2016. In a landmark case, the High Court has ruled that Section 70 of the Police Act, which places a cap of an 8-month period within which police can be sued, is inconsistent with the country's supreme law. We will give you details on the ongoing trial of Borman Ngwenya, who allegedly attempted to bomb Alpha and Omega Dairy, said to be belonging to the First Family. Court papers prove that the entity is owned by two private individuals. The MDCT has expressed dismay on the arrest of its party member Ngwerumeya Amutendi Kombai for allegedly misappropriating council funds. Disgruntled former ZANU-PF officials and supporters attack President Robert Mugabe, accusing him of abandoning the principles of Zimbabwe's liberation struggle and almost turning the party into a family dynasty. Suspended Zimbabwe Football Association board member Ezaika Sinauyo has refused to step down, saying he will only do that if ZIFA proves that he is guilty of match-fixing. He is accused of allegedly trying to fix Zimbabwe's forthcoming Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Swaziland. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about allegations that a ZIFA board member and several other people attempted to fix a Warriors match in conjunction with an Asian betting syndicate. Send us your numbers on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.